And look, and there is no reason for it. I mean, the bottom line is, you're right. It's just it's politics, a sanctuary jurisdiction. In over a decade, I can't think of the hundreds of cases like this has happened. It's just one case after another after another. We'll talk about this today and tomorrow. Then we'll move on. The next week, there'll be another one in some other place, in another sanctuary state. And what really upset me, the response from the governor's office, was that, well, ICE has billions of dollars. They should be doing their job. We did our job. We located this person in their facility. We did an investigation, found out he is illegally in the United States. He has a criminal history. He is deportable. So we issued a detainer, asking them to notify us before they release them. Now, I don't care about sanctuary policies. All they said, we can't honor detainers. We don't think they're legal. There's nothing illegal. There's nothing against the sanctuary law in California for a deputy to just pick the phone up and say that, hey, this guy's being released in an hour. You don't have to hold him 1 minute longer than you would normally hold him. Just call us before we release him. It's common sense. So this person's dead because Governor Newsom and the state of California has put politics, hatred over President Trump, over public safety.
So look at what California has done to hurt you guys, to curb ICE enforcement. They make ICE agents easier to sue. They're banning cops from moonlighting for ICE, restricting ICE courthouse arrests, taxing immigrants' detention profits, banning masks for federal agents. They're doing everything possible to make your job harder. Now, think about if you're the family of that 68-year-old or that 68-year-old. How do you feel today?
Sick to your stomach that your government let you down. The state government let you down. Look, they put a lot of roadblocks up. They try to make our job more difficult. But the bottom line is, of June of this year, ICE made more arrests than any time in the history of ICE. A historic month in June. What did we do the next month in July? We blew June out of the water. We got another historic record. We're going to keep doing our job. You can make it more difficult. You can impede. You can interfere. But you're not going to stop President Trump from keeping his promise to American people.